Glenn Gardner, also known as Tack Line Gardner or Tack Gardner. I was a signalman aboard the Reed, and duty station was always on the bridge. And this was a location where I could see everything that was going on, hear everything that was going on. But in actual battle, where we were in firing guns and taking hits, really wasn't anything for a signalman to do except to be a lookout and report to the skipper anything he might not have seen for himself. We were circling off of, again, I think this was Finchhoffen or Lye, if God knows which. I think it was Finchhoffen. The landing craft had landed that morning with shipped with personnel and tanks and so forth. And they were drawing off the beach, getting ready to sortie and return to farther south and along the coast of New Guinea, where we had already had bases. About the middle of the afternoon, the Japanese sent in wave after wave of high-level bombers, dive bombers, and torpedo planes. We were the destroyers. I think there were three of us actually were the escorts for the landing craft coming off the beach. And we set up the old circle the wagons routine, where we circled around the core of the landing craft in the center. And as we were doing this, of course, the dive bombers were coming in, but at the same time, our fighter cover, again, which included aces such as Pappy Boyington and so on, with their unmistakable P-38 configurations, which you couldn't miss, were weaving in and out of these planes, and so close that oftentimes we were fearful that we might actually shoot down some of our own planes. Our ship was the fighter director. We had the Air Force majors or whoever it was who was in charge of the fighter group on board our craft, in radio communication with the with our own aircraft, and giving directions and orders and that sort of thing. We asked the squadron leader in the air whether he wanted us to cease firing while they came in and worked over these planes. We said, no, just keep going. We'll take our chances. And that's what we did. And again, because of the unique configuration of the P-38s with its twin fuselage, we were easily able to distinguish our friendly fighters and from the enemy. The Air Force knocked down a tremendous number of planes that day, and of course the ships were firing and knocked down a number of them as well. The torpedo planes, however, were kind of circling off to the east of us, kind of waiting for an opening. And finally they made their attack. Torpedo planes are kind of easy to knock, pick off because they're slow. And they're right on the water. You can fire a burst that explodes over them and sprays them with shrapnel, and that sometimes even the blast of the explosion might drive them into the water because they're so close. Nevertheless, we were circling at high speed, and we were on the outside of the circle, the closest to the incoming torpedo planes, and two of them got off torpedoes directed at us. The skipper was frantically maneuvering to avoid the first one because it was coming directly at our bow, and he managed to make a hard to port turn so that the torpedo actually went right by us. But in the meantime, the second plane had dropped the torpedo. He couldn't possibly have maneuvered to escape that one, and I'm not even sure the captain had seen that one. But I saw the plane drop his fish right off our beam. And that torpedo, you can see a torpedo wake as it comes. That torpedo came directly at our ship, right underneath where I was standing by the mast. And I tried to call out, but I couldn't be heard over all the noise. That torpedo wake went straight into the ship and came out the other side. It was set too deep. If it had been set more shallow, it would have blown us in half, and I would have gone sky high myself. In fact, we knew how that would happen because it hadn't been more than a few weeks earlier when one of our own destroyers was struck by a torpedo at twilight amidships, and it blew in part right in the middle, just like that. We later rescued quite a number of the crew of that ship after I believe we managed to sink that submarine. But that was about as close to getting killed as I ever came.